I once heard a beautiful mushal that I've told over in the past from Rabbi Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, about this issue, about the importance of his spodidus, speaking to Hashem, you know, begging Hashem to be zecher to serve him properly. And he said that it was compared to a person looking for a shidduch. And a person goes to a certain shatchan, and the shatchan says, "Boy, have I got a girl for you. Boy, have I got a boy for you. Let me list his milas. Let me tell you all of his qualities. He's tall, and he's strong, and he's smart, and he sings well," and the shatchan lists off 15 good qualities. Then the girl says, "All right, we know that there's nobody that's perfect. Tell me the problems now." Says that there aren't problems. I couldn't, if I wanted to come up with two problems, I couldn't, but there is one problem. The problem is there's one factor about this person that's problematic, and that is that he's a little bit mentally unbalanced. It's a little bit, you know, he's capable of losing it. You know, it doesn't happen frequently. It could happen once a week, sometimes once a day, whenever it is. But the person is not in control of themselves at the time, and, you know, you have to understand. So this girl said that she wanted to put this in a graph, like, she wanted a picture says 1,000 words. She wanted to describe it in a picture. So she drew a circle, and around the outside of the circle, she put points and listed all the qualities, all the 15 qualities. Then in the middle of the circle, she wrote one word, Meshuggah, in big capital letters. So that he sings Meshuggah. This Meshuggah, everything. There are certain types of chesroinos where if a person has this particular chesaron, it's going to affect everything. You can't say that this is one of 17 items. The nature of this thing is that if you have this, then it affects everything else. And if you're lacking in this, then everything else you're going to do is going to be crooked. That's how he described his spodidus. That if a Jew starts his day by asking Hashem for guidance and for help and advice and really making this connection with Hashem, then his learning is learning, and his shachris is shachris, and his tzedakah is tzedakah. Then each mitzvah, he's going to get it right. Or at least he's taking out insurance. He's involving Hashem in his life. And he's telling Hashem, "I don't know who to give tzedakah to. I know that there's 4,000 guys going around collecting, and of the 4,000, 100 are legitimate, and 3,900, you know, aren't. And I don't know which shul to daven in, and I don't know which this. I don't know anything. And therefore, I'm putting myself completely in your hands. I'm begging you, Hashem, to steer me in every aspect of my Yiddishkeit, my learning, that I should learn properly, I should be mechavim to the halacha, you know, and all the different things, and so too with each and every mitzvah." Once a person does that, that's why this is called the Iker and Yesoid, on which everything is dependent on. Because if a person has this, they have everything, and if a person doesn't have this, they need to know that every other thing they're doing is lacking, it's chosser, it can't, you know, if you didn't plug Hashem into your life through the tefillah issue, by actually inviting him to participate in your day and in your brain and in every decision you're going to make and everything, then you're running that risk, chas v'shalom, of every single thing you do being chosser, chas v'shalom.